Unit 11, Correctional Facilities. The penal system in America ensures that anyone who commits a crime is proportionally punished in order to serve justice to those who cannot act in accordance with the law. Mark worked as a chef at a small town restaurant and did an awful job completing his tasks. He was frequently late, never stayed until the end of a shift, and caused more problems than he helped out. On payday, his boss distributed checks to the restaurant employees and asked Mark to come see him in the office. His boss told him that he was sorry, but he had to ban Mark from working at the restaurant anymore, since all the other employees were complaining of his actions at work. His laying off Mark was so forceful because preceding the meeting, an employee complained that Mark assaulted her. Mark told him that he just installed a new heater into his home and needed the work desperately, but his boss refused, saying he was a bad worker. Infuriated, Mark went outside and began smashing windows and breaking anything he could find in the parking lot. He took spray paint and painted offensive symbols on the outside walls, claiming the restaurant was unclean. The outcome of the ordeal was that Mark's boss called the police and Mark was driven to jail. Mark was charged with assault and destruction of public property. In court, his lawyers tried to show that Mark's reputation in town was very good, but they failed to prove this effectively. After being defeated in court, Mark was taken to a correctional facility to serve a 6-month sentence behind bars. The transition to prison life was especially difficult to Mark, and he hated being there with all his heart. He just wanted to restore his status in society and be able to live like an average citizen, but he knew that he had acted wrong. Due to his good behavior, he was given phone privileges. While in jail, he used his first call to contact his old boss and apologize for his actions.